From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Normally this time of year, a few dozen bird lovers would spread across the Birmingham area to count birds. It's part of the National Audubon Society's annual Christmas bird count. However, because of the pandemic, organizers with Alabama Audubon decided to play it safe and cancel the Birmingham event.
As much as I would like for us to do the count, I just know that it puts our membership at risk.
That's Alabama Audubon's Greg Harbor. He says local tallies go into a national database tracking bird populations. With a year's gap in the numbers, researchers could miss out on important changes to a species' habitat and range. Harper points to a bird called an evening grosbeak.
It's a yellow and black and white bird, just a beautiful bird the males are. Typically, they would be found up in the northern portion of the United States. They breed up in the boreal forest of Canada. And most years, they barely even make it into the northern tier of the United States. Well, this year, they're already showing up as far south as Florida. And they've been here in sighted here in Alabama in a few places. And it's unfortunate that without us doing the Birmingham area count this year, even if we were able to spot some, which I feel fairly certain in at least some parties would have recorded evening grosbeaks. But alas, that won't be the case.
Well, it sounds to me like even on a year-to-year basis, the population of some of these species can fluctuate quite a bit.
Indeed. And so that's the beauty of doing these counts, is that it gives you a good sense of, you know, is this a typical year for them? Are we seeing more? And so with the evening grosbeak as an example, when their food resources decline up in the boreal forest, well, that's when they're forced to move south.
We've just been through a federal census counting humans. And one of the things that census watchers said is that there are certain groups or demographics that are hard to count. They have to work hard to reach out to make sure that they're not undercounted. And I wonder, when it comes to birds, are there certain species that are difficult to count?
Sure. The nocturnal species, if they're not particularly vocal, they can obviously be difficult to count, primarily the owls. And then others that can be a challenge are ones that typically might come to a feeder, but can be difficult to locate in the woods. There are just some species that are shy and retiring in nature, so to speak.
What will you miss about not doing the count this year?
Just the thrill of doing the count and the chance to get together with everyone and to swap the stories at the compilation. That's always great fun. And, you know, if you see an unusual bird, it's kind of nice to be able to come in and say, oh, you won't believe what I saw. And then you get the share and the joy of somebody else seeing something unusual.
Greg Harbor is an Alabama Audubon board member. He oversees the Birmingham Christmas bird count. Greg Harbor, thanks for your time.
Great. Thank you.